the beauty of vinyl, for me, it's not as much about the sound. It's much more about the focus you have for two reasons. The obvious reason is you have a side A and a side B. So after 15, 20, 22 minutes, you have to get up and switch sides. Yeah. And when you listen through a whole album, it's almost like a spiritual thing. And the second part of it is something I learned through my kids, which is every time you put a needle on a vinyl record, you're basically destroying it just a little bit. Mm. So that makes it like a very conscious act to listen to a vinyl album, which I think is really cool.
So you're moderating this listening session, listening to Bjork's Homogenic. What's your personal experience of the album? What do you like about it?
I think it's because at the time I was in a Belgian band and we were quite successful, and we were in I would say the same pool of timbres. So we would also do the mixture of electronic and classical.
Yeah.
I'm just a huge fan, not only of her, but also a lot of people that were on that specific team. Me personally, and also basically all my musician friends, we all loved it. She hardly uses any classical song structures. So she doesn't, most of the time, she doesn't do the verse, chorus kind of thing. And to pull that off, that's really interesting, because that means you steer much more towards a classical way of composing.
You mentioned your time at Hooverphonic. What was it like seeing that grow? Was there a particular day when you thought, hang on, we've really made it now?
The strangest thing when you're in a band and you try to do something which is, let's say, relatively new, that is at first, it's like the whole world is against you, or at least doesn't appreciate what you're doing. Mm. And that feeling becomes part of your whole persona or the whole setup. And even if you start to get success, that feeling is still very prominent. So at the time, even if we did have some success, it never really felt as an achievement. It never was this thing where you suddenly think, like, we finally made it, like this idea, like, it can be over in any second now.
So you're still busy today producing. You're also teaching music, if I'm not mistaken.
So I teach music production analysis. But it's very, very cool, because of teaching, I have to sort of stay awake and notice.
Stay on top of the latest trends,
yeah. Absolutely. And that's pretty cool to get paid to do that.
So you're learning at the same time as teaching then, so that's good.
All the time, all the time.